Well, now on the English programme, we continue our look at psychology in the 21st century and the beginning of the research process. We're looking at something called a paradigm. Researchers have to ensure that research is relevant and establish what research has already been done on the topic by examining the existing literature. This helps to ensure that they do not unintentionally repeat what has previously been done or found, and basically, you know, wasting your time. The research question itself has to be answerable, obviously. Many questions about human psychology that might seem to make good sense could not usefully be researched. For example, the question, why do we remember? Is potentially interesting, but it is not sufficiently precise to be the basis of a research project. It does not, for example, distinguish whether we should look for parts of the brain that are associated with memory, or consider the mental strategies that facilitate memory, or investigate the social and emotional motivations that make it more likely that we will remember some things rather than others. However, we can ask a more specific question, such as, are different areas of our brain involved in remembering familiar compared with unfamiliar faces? This question serves to guide us towards using the technique of brain imaging in an experimental setting, recording images of brain activity whilst the research participants try to remember either familiar or unfamiliar faces. It is then possible to finally formulate a hypothesis, a testable claim about the relationship between brain functioning and memory for faces. We may, for example, hypothesize that more areas of the brain will be involved in remembering familiar compared with unfamiliar faces. Then we have to work out exactly what is going to count as a familiar as opposed to an unfamiliar face, for example, close family members in an ongoing relationship as opposed to people never before encountered. We also have to work out how the raw data of the brain images will be interpreted and how they will be used. Will it be a comparison of locations of activity or a measurement of the extent of brain activity? This process of defining concepts and making them usable in practice is called operationalizing the research problem. Many areas of psychology require that researchers generate hypotheses before they start the process of research investigation. These are usually the areas of psychology and the traditions where research is already well established. But in a new area, or in a tradition where exploration and detailed description is itself the research goal, research begins without specific hypotheses. Darwin's work of describing, cataloguing, and categorizing species is an example of research in what was then a new area. Before any theory was devised, and therefore without hypotheses. Since that time, his theory of evolution has generated many hypotheses which have been tested. Once the research question has been devised and the problem operationalized, researchers then need to decide on the people they are going to include in their research, the participants. For the memory of faces, or memory for faces question we mentioned before, the possible population for the research could be everyone in the country, and it is obviously impossible to study them all. It's therefore necessary to work out what the sample should be. The researcher may, for example, have negotiated permission to ask for volunteers from a particular community. She may then define the sample as one volunteer in every 20 chosen at random. Since the volunteers will be undergoing something called brain imaging, each participant would be brought into the specialist hospital for access to the imaging technology. For this study, it is clear that brain imaging will be the method used to collect data, and the data will be the actual images produced. More from this particular area of psychology on tomorrow's English programme.